I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one case, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Discover a new educational and interactive podcast, Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids. Our episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We went shape hunting around the block, and we found spheres and cubes on the street.
That was great fun. Join Stories for Kids, the Lingo Kids podcast, inspiring you to learn while having fun. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi guys, Nancy Grace here, host of podcast Crime Stories with Nancy Grace. I've dedicated my life to fighting crime and helping crime victims. For a decade, I prosecuted violent felonies. Every day is a mission. Every day is a chance to stop crime and keep one more person safe. Listen to Crime Stories with Nancy Grace on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Solve presents The Missing Babysitter, Part 2.
Okay, listeners. Does anyone have a system for breaking the passcode on someone's phone? I've been trying to open Kara's and... Ugh! I keep getting locked out. It's weird to think that she was just here the other day watching TV with Richie, talking with Lisa, complaining about Elena. Now it just feels like there's an empty space. And the only thing I have to remember her by is her diary. Maybe there's something in here that could tell me what happened. And who would strangle her? I mean, that's a really personal way to kill somebody. I'd have to look her in her eyes and watch her as... Okay. A few weeks ago, Kara wrote that she went to Elena's and... Oh, here it is. Elena has seriously gone too far now. For the last time, Elena, will you just butt out of my life?
I'm not in your life. You really think I have nothing better to do?
You are obsessed with me, and now you're trying to get Richie to break up with me.
And how exactly am I doing that?
I found this note under the windshield of his car. Richie, Kara is cheating on you. Signed a friend. You're lucky I found it before he did.
I didn't write that.
He broke up with you 5 years ago. Get over it.
Get over yourself.
Did Elena suspect Kara was having an affair with Mr. Bernard too? Did Lisa tell her, or is there another guy? What did...
Have you lost your mind?
Hey, what did the police ask you? Do they have any leads? Did any...
Sam, the whole way back from the station, I was listening to your radio show.
Oh. What do you think?
I think if whoever hurt Kara hears this, you could be next. You're gonna get yourself killed.
Well, I'm doing this all on my own, okay? Maybe someone listening will be able to help.
Yeah. Someone listening does want to help.
You?
You were the only one who took this seriously. I brushed you off while my girlfriend was lying dead somewhere. So, if you've got ideas, I'm in.
Well, I do have some questions for the student council vice president.
Guess I'll drive.
Oh. Hey, Sam. Richie, what's up?
We just wanted to check on you.
I'm doing okay. It must be so much harder for you, Richie.
It is.
It's gotta be hard to lose a friend.
I'm dealing with it.
Sure, because you and Kara weren't really friends.
We were friendly. Why wouldn't we be?
Didn't Richie break up with you for Kara?
Sam.
Oh my god. I'm so tired of this story. It was in middle school.
She's gone, Elena. And we want to know if you had something to do with it.
Well, I didn't. Kara and I got along fine, okay? You can go now.
The thing is, Elena, I have Kara's diary. Whatever happened between you two doesn't sound like water under the bridge.
Fine. We didn't get along, okay? But it didn't have anything to do with Richie. I have a boyfriend. He's older and has a job. He's real relationship material.
What's your boyfriend do for work?
He works in the restaurant industry.
He delivers pizza.
Which is in the restaurant industry.
Must have been tough always coming in second place to Kara.
Excuse me? Second place?
Sure. I mean, Kara was valedictorian, president of student council, got all the best babysitting gigs, and...
And yet, I got my early acceptance letter from Columbia. So I guess coming in second to Kara really didn't wreck my life after all. Are we done here?
Just one more thing. Why did you have Kara's phone? I found it in your bag when we were driving you home.
Did I? I don't see how I could. Except maybe she put it in my bag thinking it was hers on Saturday.
Sure. Yeah, I know that totally could have happened.
Do you have it? I should probably give it to the police.
Don't worry about it. We already did. They'll check out what's inside, see if there's any clues.
Oh, yeah. That's good.
Try her birthday.
I did.
Try my birthday.
I did.
Try her birth year.
Okay, just to cover everything, I've already tried all the obvious numbers and none of them are Kara's passcode. At least we bought ourselves some time telling Elena the police had it. Oh, and we can still see stuff on the lock screen as it comes in. Kara got a calendar alert. She was supposed to babysit for the Garcias again tonight. Maybe we should go talk to them.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern.
It's just a shame, you know, that they took him from us.
Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, knocking on doors, uncovering new evidence, including the DNA of a potential killer.
My name is Danny Smith. I'm a detective with Miramar Police Department. This is Scott Weinberger. We're actually reopening an old case, and your name came up.
Untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one murder, but almost a dozen.
I thought they were going to kill me, so I kept my mouth shut, and I didn't say anything. All these years, I didn't say anything.
Listen to Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you ready to fight back against crime? Hi guys, Nancy Grace here, host of podcast Crime Stories with Nancy Grace. I've dedicated my life to fighting crime and helping crime victims. For a decade, I prosecuted violent felonies, personally investigating, prosecuting, and covering literally thousands of cases. It's so easy to think it will never happen to me or my family, but that is simply not true. Every day on Crime Stories with Nancy Grace, we shine a light on unsolved homicides, heat up cold cases, and help find missing people, especially children. We speak with family members, investigators, CSI, reporters, and experts in every field. Every day is a mission. Every day is a chance to stop crime and keep one more person safe. Listen to Crime Stories with Nancy Grace on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
My name is Johnny B. Good, and I'm the host of the new podcast, Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon. Over this 9-part series, I'll explore the life and crimes of my best friend, Ray Trapani.
I always wanted to be a criminal.
If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
You see, Ray has this unique ability to find loopholes and exploit them.
They collected $30 million. There were headlines about it.
His company, CentraTech, was one of the hottest crypto startups in 2017. It was going to change the world, until it didn't.
I came into my office, opened my email, and the subject heading was FBI request.
It was only a matter of time before the truth came out.
You can only fake it till you make it for so long before they find out that your Harvard degree is not so crimson.
How could you sit there and do something that you know will objectively cause more harm in the world?
Listen to Creating a Con, the story of Bitcoin, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
In the recent history of documentary filmmaking, one scene stands out above all. The hot mic bathroom confession of Robert Durst in The Jinx. Now the person responsible for that moment, Sareb Kaufman, stepson of the victim, friend of the murderer, star of the documentary, for the first time ever, shares why he believes you're watching the furthest thing from the truth on this exclusive episode of Murder Homes. Listen to Murder Homes on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So, how's school?
I just heard you interrogate Elena like a seasoned pro. It's insulting that you're so bad at asking me questions.
Sorry. I don't really know how to ask you about this.
I don't really know how to tell you about it.
Should I just turn on the radio?
No. It's okay. My favorite show isn't on right now anyway.
You really like my show?
I've been trying to avoid feeling anything since Sunday morning. You investigating this snapped me out of it.
But I thought you didn't feel like anything was wrong at the time.
Sometimes what people say they believe is actually what they're trying to make themselves believe. I didn't exactly want to think something bad happened to Kara, and then something did anyway. And I just feel untethered.
What does that mean?
She kept me grounded. Now I'm floating.
I know what you mean. Kara always supported me. She was the first person to tell me I could do something with science.
Mom told you that you could.
Parents don't count. They love you so much, they think you can do anything. Kara didn't have to believe in me. She just did.
We're here. I'll wait in the car.
You're not coming in?
The Garcias are just going to give me those sad looks people have been giving me because of Kara. I could use a break.
Okay, well, stay close, in case there's danger.
Sam, this is Maple.
Kara was killed in Maple.
I'll be right here.
Lisa?
Sam, what are you doing here?
It's Miss Sam!
Miss Sam? They call anyone older than 10 Miss or Mister.
Miss Lisa, can we order pizza?
I told you, the pizza place closes at 8. Why don't you go play in the other room while I talk to Miss Sam?
Kara was supposed to babysit the Garcia kids tonight.
Yeah, she was. Mr. and Mrs. Garcia couldn't cancel their plans, so they called me.
So you're like their new babysitter now?
I guess.
Huh. You must be so happy about that. Everyone knows the Garcias pay well.
Yeah, it's a good gig, you know? The kids are easy.
And you could really use the money.
What are you getting at, Sam?
Lisa, what's your secret?
Excuse me?
Kara said you accused her of spilling your secret to Mr. Bernard. What didn't you want him to know?
None of your business.
Was it enough to kill over?
Are you crazy?
You haven't answered my question. Richie's in the car. If I say the word, he goes straight to the police.
Fine. Jesus. My house isn't in the school district.
What?
Our school has the best soccer team in the state. I needed to go there, but my house is outside the district limits. So I use a random address in town. Kara knew. And if she ran her mouth about it, I would have been expelled and have to go to another school with no team at all. Soccer is my ticket out of this stupid town.
And you think she told Mr. Bernard?
All I know is that about a month ago, the school asked for proof of residency out of the blue. She's the only one who knew about it.
So you confronted her?
I talked to her. Like people do.
and trapped her in a bathroom. I was angry. Were you angry on Saturday too?
I've got to go stop these kids from trashing the place. Go home, Sam. And tell Richie, whether he knows it or not, I was doing him a favor.
A favor. Lisa did Richie a favor. What does she mean by that? I didn't tell Richie. If she really did something and it was for him, I don't know that he can handle that right now. Been going through Kara's diary some more, thinking maybe there's something further back, like Elena having a drug dealer? Am I reading this right? Hey, Richie, I'm going to school early. I don't need a ride.
Thanks, babe.
I'll pick you up after school.
2:15, exactly.
Exactly.
Now what do you want, Sam?
Same thing I've always wanted, the truth.
You are a very dramatic 14-year-old. I have to get to homeroom. I've literally never been late.
Kara knew you were taking drugs.
I don't take drugs.
I found the Ritalin when I was going through your bag.
You nosy little bitch.
You know, they were just teaching us about this in school. How teenagers are abusing prescription drugs.
Hey, I'm not abusing it.
Oh, yeah? Because here's what I think. You were taking Ritalin to get an edge on Kara and become valedictorian. But it didn't help, so you killed her and took her phone, turning it off so no one could find her.
Wow. Nice. I take Ritalin for my ADHD, genius.
Wait, really?
Yes. I don't take it to get an edge in school. I take it so that I can function, so that I can feel like a normal person.
Well, then why did the bottles have someone else's name on them?
My dad got laid off this year. We lost our health insurance. He decided my meds were a luxury we couldn't afford. What he doesn't understand is that's like telling someone with astigmatism that their glasses are a luxury.
Then where are you getting your prescription from?
My boyfriend, Harrison. He has a connection. But you have to keep this to yourself. He went to juvie when he was a kid, and if he gets caught dealing again, he'll go to prison.
Wait, did Kara find out?
She has this weird vendetta against him. She said she has pictures of him dealing. That's why I took her phone when we were planning for prom on Saturday. I was gonna drop it in a bucket of water or smash it with a goddamn hammer.
That's pretty violent.
Harrison just got his life back on track. He's got a job, an apartment right outside of town, and Seth is helping him apply to colleges. I wasn't gonna let anyone get in the way of that.
Oh, okay, so Seth, Mr. Bernard, he can corroborate your story?
You really do need to start minding your own business, Sam.
Oh, great. You again.
I wanted to check back in on those brochures.
Right. I haven't had time to pull them.
I can wait.
Sure. Why not?
You get very involved with your students.
That's my job. I want to help people succeed.
Even some people who aren't students, like Harrison.
He's a former student. He got mixed up in some stuff that really wasn't his fault, and I'm helping him get his life back in shape.
What kind of stuff? I prefer that open.
I have a special job here in the counselor's office. I work specifically with kids who've had legal trouble. It's much harder for them to get into schools, get jobs, even find a place to live. I'm helping Harrison so that he can get out of his dead-end job, go to school, and do something with his life.
And you were helping Kara, too.
Since she was 14, Kara was very motivated to turn her life around, and she was doing it, too. In fact, it's almost the anniversary of the first day she came to my office. We used to celebrate every year. She called it her rebirthday.
Who else knew about Kara's past?
I don't know. And she's not able to tell us.
Except she might. What's the date of her rebirthday?
April 23rd. Why? Where are you? School starts in 2 minutes.
Excuse me. Can you please move? I'm trying to get through here.
Sam.
Lisa, what's going on?
there a fight in the parking lot?
Sam, come with me.
I have to run home.
You shouldn't go out front.
Why?
That Detective Fry, he's arresting Richie.
What?
No, he can't!
Hey! Detective Fry, you have the wrong guy! Richie was home that night. He couldn't have...
We have an eyewitness that saw your brother leave the Garcias at 10 p.m., the night of the murder.
Richie!
It's okay, Sam. Just keep doing your radio show, understand? Keep going.
Yeah, I understand.
Samantha Duell was played by Giselle Torres. Kara Winger by Valerie Rose Lohman. Richie Duell by Eric Schuett. Lisa Hayes by Jaden Girone. Detective Fry by Philip Anthony Rodriguez. Alana Kirshner by Audrey Boos. Mr. Bernard by Michael John Pollock. Sylvie Duell by Aaron Young. Harrison by Adam Weber. This episode of Solve was written by Alex Rubin. Directed by Corey Surge. Executive produced by Corey Surge. Executive produced by Walt Palmer and Sterling Barnett. Casting by Daisy Laura. Audio production and post-production by Salt Audio. Production manager Liz LeMay. Recording engineers Hope Brush and John Schmidt. Original music and score by Nathan Turchon. Edited and mixed by Zach Jurich. Assistant editor, Shaihang Zhu. Sound design by Eric Rachelson. Script supervisor Marilyn Miller.
Elevate your summer with Osea's best-selling body care set. It's everything you need for radiant summer skin on the go. Featuring travel sizes of Osea's clean, vegan, cruelty-free, and climate-neutral skincare, like their best-selling Undaria Algae Body Oil. Right now, you can get the bestseller's body care set, a $78 value, 33% off. And use code SUMMER to save an additional 10%. That's an additional 10% off at oceamalibu.com, code SUMMER.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold-Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one case, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold-Blooded, the Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Discover a new educational and interactive podcast, Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids. Our episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We went shape hunting around the block, and we found spheres and cubes on the street.
That was great fun. Join Stories for Kids, the Lingo Kids podcast, inspiring you to learn while having fun. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.